You may have heard the term natural wine bandied around your wine shop. Well, natural wine is a controversial category. It's set off disagreements all over the world. For instance, there are winemakers who insist on using natural ambient yeasts, others who insist on banning the use of stabilizers that keep wines from spoiling, and still others who insist on letting nature take its course in the vineyard. Well, however defined, it's a category gaining increased attention. Wine writer Alice Fearing has been tracking the natural wine movement in her newsletter, The Fearing Line, the Real Wine Newsletter. New York Times columnist Melissa Clark sat down to talk with her.
Hi, Alice. Great to have you here.
Great to be here, Melissa.
So define what a natural wine is. Aren't all wines natural?
Well, natural wine is, to be utterly simplistic about it, is nothing added, nothing taken away, except maybe a little bit of sulfur, and it really is the way wine used to be made for centuries and centuries.
And what's the controversy with natural wines? So many people are vocally against them. They have so many critics, but then they have devotees, especially in France.
Especially in the UK, especially in the United States now. The problem seems to be mostly with the critics. The drinkers seem to have absolutely no problem about them, and they're just embracing them. But the critiques, the people that sling the mud, will say that they are fuzzy, they are fizzy, they are brown, they are cloudy, and sometimes they taste of apple cider vinegar.
And what do you think?
Well, I've had one or two that tasted that way, and guess what? Those weren't the good ones.
And so for people who love them, what is it about natural wines that makes them so devoted?
Usually it's the excitement. It is that the element to surprise. One of the best examples that I have was I was at a party when Frank Bruni just came over to the States to take over the dining critic of the New York Times. And I said, hey, Frank, taste this. And he burst into laughter. He just started laughing. He said, Alice, what the hell is that? That was the most beautiful example that I ever had. And he went out and bought a case the next day. A conventional wine never can do that to you.
So natural wines just take you just farther to the limit of wine.
It's an adventure.
It's an adventure. And also they speak of the place, don't they?
Yes, that is probably at the very heart and soul. Since they're not using a lot of chemical additive, and they're not using process to change the way the wine tastes, and they're usually from extremely good agriculture, it really is about expressing that place.
Okay, so you just talked about additives. What do you mean by additives? What kinds of things are they putting in other types of wine that aren't natural?
Well, in this country, there are about 200 approved additives. Not all of them are horrible, but a lot of them really just change the way a wine is going to taste and is made. And some of them you might have allergic reactions to. They are, I call them sort of the shape and texture changing.
Like what kinds of things?
Yeast, enzymes, bacteria, added tannins from oak, chestnut, and grape. Gelatin, gum arabic.
Gelatin, is that for texture?
Gelatin for texture, so is gum arabic. Oak chips, oak sawdust, and
sawdust.
Things like that. Yeah.
And what's that for? That's just
the aroma. It's like tea bags, sort of like soaked. Instead of using a barrel, to ferment in, they use oak dust or chips for flavor.
Ah, I see. You'd mentioned wines that are grown in a really careful way, and I think people get really confused about organic wines, biodynamic wines, and then natural wines. What's the difference between them?
Oh, and well, they should be confused because it is confusing. There are different laws in this country than in the EU, which has a new one. But organic and biodynamic really refer primarily to the agriculture. Now, in this country, we've taken it a step further. Organic is do no harm to the vineyard, but you also can use yeast and enzymes and additives as long as they are organic. However, in this country, no sulfur allowed.
Okay.
In the EU, yes.
And what about biodynamic?
Biodynamic is that kind of farming is like homeopathic agriculture. And so it is healing the earth. And there are more laws about how you can make that wine.
Mm-hmm.
Natural wine, it's more philosophy to be, who says, Jessica Grosvenor said, to make a natural wine, you must be a natural person. There's no faking it.
So natural winemaking is just the technique, not the growing.
Right. And within that, you have parameters. You have some parameters with the grape and what you're going to ferment in.
So Alice, how do I know if I'm getting a natural wine? Where do I find them?
Oh, that's really difficult. You're not going to find anything on the label. If you look over on the back label, you might get some clues. Some people are actually saying this wine is not made with any yeast enzyme additive. It's just grapes. That's a good sign. And go to a respectable wine cellar who knows about these natural wines. They can help guide you to them.
And what about some good ones? What are your picks?
Well, the United States is starting to make some good ones finally, and one of my favorite wine producers is Hank Beckmeyer, and his wine label is La Clarine Farm. That wine will cost you about $22 to $26. If you go to France, go to the Loire Valley in France, one of my favorite winemakers there is Thierry Pouzelat, and his wines will be between $12 and $30.
And his wines are pretty available?
And they're pretty available around the country. If you can't find them, go to Wine Searcher, punch in the name, and they will lead you to a wine store in your neighborhood.
Oh, that's a great tip.
Yeah.
Alice, thank you.
Thank you.
Alice Fearing is the creator of The Fearing Line, the real wine newsletter. Melissa Clark is author of Cook This Now,